Wisdom, get wisdom. Wisdom is important. It is the Bible says it's the principal thing. It's the principal thing. Amen. And Proverbs 22, verse 29 says, do you see a man who excels in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before unknown men. So the book of Proverbs is full of wisdom. In fact, in Proverbs 1, the writer, Solomon, tells us the reason I'm writing this parable, he calls it a parable, is so that people will gain wisdom. They will receive instruction. So everything you read in the book of Proverbs is about wisdom for living, how to live your life. He talks about your work. For those who are in business, talks about business. Those in families, about friendship. If you want to sustain and establish every area of your life, the book of Proverbs has something to say to you. Amen. And isn't it amazing that Solomon was able to put all this together because he did what? He asked God for wisdom. He put wisdom first because it is the principal thing. Now he tells us, if you see a person who is diligent, who excels, the King James Version uses the word diligence, a man who is diligent in his business. But I like the way the New King James put it, who excels. Because to be diligent means to excel. And that's what we'll be looking at this morning. If you excel, it says you will stand before kings. What it means is that if you excel in whatever you do, you will be promoted. And you know we read in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 8, it says, if you exalt wisdom, it will do what? It will promote you. Now, I want you to pause for a moment. Do you know that how many people look to wisdom to promote them? Most times we look to our bosses to promote us. But that's wrong. Because what will happen is you have the tendency to do eye service. Amen? Because if you look to man for your promotion, if you look to man for anything, you know, maybe some people look to maybe your husband to promote you, your wife to promote you. You're putting pressure on the wrong people. The pressure should be on who? On wisdom, because wisdom will guide you in the way of promotion. That's what it does. It will guide you. It will guide breaches to you because as you walk in wisdom, promotion will come to you. As you walk in wisdom, riches and honor will come to you. Hallelujah. So you're not looking to anybody for promotion. So he says, do you see a man who excels in his work? He will stand before kings. Number one, he will be promoted. He or she will succeed. He will be recognized. He will be distinguished. That's what he's saying. He'll be distinguished because he is wise. Hallelujah. And so we've been looking at this, and we've been talking about the characteristics of wisdom. What is that thing that you will exhibit in your life that people will be able to say, this is a wise person, that's a wise child, that's a wise woman, a wise man, a wise young person. What are those characteristics? And I'd like to also do some biology. We did that a couple of weeks ago. You know, in science, you know, in my days, we used to call it integrated science. That's integrated science. That was in year seven. And what they would do, well, that, not even in year seven, I think in primary school, as early as primary school, you are to study the characteristics of what? Of living things, which is one. Amen. Growth, living things grow. Why are they talking about the characteristics? That is, if you see something growing, it is living. It's a characteristic. It's an identifying feature of that thing. What is the other one? Respiration. They breathe. They breathe. And then?
Movement.
Those are the characteristics of living things. So in case you saw a stone and you called it a living thing, then you don't know the characteristics of living things. Hallelujah. What else? Reproduction. They reproduce. Hallelujah. Praise God. So how do we know a wise person? The characteristics of that person. What's the first one we said? Wisdom builds. Whenever something is being built, you know wisdom is at work. A person who is wise is focused on building. He's never thinking. If he finds himself pulling anything down, he says, no. I check myself quickly. That's not a wise thing to do. Hallelujah. You know, that will help anyone who is thinking of vandalizing something. And you can't be neutral. You know, some people say, well, I'm neutral. I don't build and I don't destroy. You know, if you're saying you're neutral, it means you are not contributing. You are not making impact. You are not adding value. Amen. And so I've got to be building, praise God. What's the second one? Wisdom prepares. Wisdom prepares. So a wise person always prepares. A wise person doesn't rush into anything. Don't rush into anything. And I want to put this to you. Anytime you are under pressure, sit down and wait. You see, God is not a God of pressure. Don't let anyone put pressure on you. And don't put pressure on anyone. You know, this is a wise counsel. I really want to let you know. We live life as if we are rushing to go somewhere. You know, all the things that we've been rushing to try to get, what has happened with them? We don't need to rush. In fact, by the time you rush and get that thing, even when you achieve it, you are so tired out that you need months to recover from it. So all of the time that you thought you gained, you will lose it again by trying to recover. Hallelujah. And that's why you see the picture of Psalm 23. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I'm walking at God's pace. I'm not rushing. The sheep does not rush. Any sheep that rushes ahead of the shepherd, what happens? They go astray. And so do not be in a haste to do anything. You follow steps. Jesus said, is any of you wanting to build a tower? What's the first thing they would do? Sit down. Wisdom prepares. You know, prepare for exams, prepare for marriage, prepare for parenting, prepare. You know, we have Mila, who's just been born. You know, we need the mom to start preparing and grandma as well. Everyone in the household preparing. You know, there's going to be, what are the three things babies do? Who can tell me? Babies eat, they sleep, and they cry. Are you prepared for that? Amen. You've got to be prepared physically, mentally, emotionally. But thank God for God. He has equipped our mothers, our women, with all that is necessary for them. You know, I remember when the children were babies, you know, so amazing. You know, my wife and I were trying to help them and to sleep. And Toby never used to want to sleep. Oh, well, he used to sleep, but never wanted to eat. Amen. And what are the three things I say babies do? They eat, they sleep, and they cry. So he chose more crying than eating. So in order for us to get him to eat, you know what we'll have to do? I used to sing a lot. Amen. And I used to dance a lot. So I'll be dancing, I'll hold him, I'll be dancing, and I composed a song for him. Is my baby boy doom 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 doom. And as I'm doing that, my wife would take this scoop of the baby food, singing, we'll put it in. And we did that every time. I'm telling you, every time. Now, can you imagine me growing up? Is that what I thought parenting would be? No. I wasn't prepared for that. But I learned quickly. And by the time we finish, especially when it's dinner time and it's finished, by the time I sleep, I slept well. And then you hear crying at night as well. But God has equipped the mothers that even before the baby starts crying, they get up. Amazing, isn't it? Hallelujah. Why did I say all of that? Wisdom prepares. There are many people who have given up because they were not ready. They were not prepared. The Lord will prepare you in Jesus' name. Wisdom will prepare you for every area of your life in Jesus' name. Number three, wisdom follows steps and procedures. And if you really look at life, if I look at living things, you know, the way they live, it's all in steps. the plants, when you plant the seed, does it grow that very day? No, it doesn't. It is in the wisdom of God that he has made it, that when you plant the seed, then what happens? What do you see first? The Bible says you see the blade, then the stalk, and then it becomes, you know, the full cone. You begin, it's in steps. Life is in steps. Don't be in a hurry. Follow steps. Don't jump the queue. Don't try to run ahead of time. You know, in your life, just be calm, be at peace, and follow all the steps. Amen. Follow steps and procedures, and wisdom will bring you success. In Jesus' name. What's the next one? Number four. Wisdom sets a good example. You know, wisdom doesn't live for itself. Wisdom lives recognizing that I am an example. Remember the scripture we read? Actually, let's look at it. Philippians 3:17. It says, join together in following my example. This is Apostle Paul speaking. Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters, and take note of those who live according to what? The pattern. The translation I want is the one who says, according to the model that was said, the pattern, the model. So he's saying that the way we should live is to live according to the example that he is setting. In another place, he said, follow me as I follow Christ. And our Lord Jesus in John chapter 13 said, I've given you an example. Do you know that most of what we do, most of our behavior is based on what we've seen. It's based on the examples that we've been shown. We live like that. That's why the Bible says, do not copy the behavior of the world. That's because there is a tendency for us to copy. Children copy their parents. You know, friends copy friends. That's why it says, you know, bad company corrupts good manners. So we are copying, but the person who is wise will be aware that I'm an example. That's what Paul was saying. I'm an example. I want you to follow my example. The example doesn't mean you are perfect. You are watching your ways. You're watching the things you're doing because you recognize that I am an example to somebody. Whether we like it or not, whether we know it or not, your life is affecting somebody. Your life, your words, the way you speak is impacting somebody. It's making an impression on your children, making an impression on people around you, making an impression on your colleagues. Hallelujah. You know, so you are making an impression with your life. Praise God. So we want to go today to number five, and that is wisdom excels. Wisdom excels. And we'll be looking at it. It says, do you see a man who does what? Who excels. He excels in his business. He will stand before kings. He will not stand before. He will not be undistinguished. He will not be unknown. He will not be in obscurity. He will be identified. He will be promoted. He will succeed. Any person who excels in their job. The ESV translation says, do you see a man who is skillful? Remember we said one of the definitions of wisdom is skill. You are skillful in everything you do. You're not just doing it. You've been able to develop some skills in that area. You've been able to enhance and improve yourself. Whatever you're doing, you need to excel in it. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, wisdom is to be skillful, to be adept in what you're doing. As a child of God, we have the capacity to deliver the best of everything you do. Anything you do, because the wisdom of God is with you. And there's a strong connection between wisdom and diligence, between wisdom and excellence. The word excel is where we get the word excellence. And thank God we have the spirit of excellence. The spirit of God is called the spirit of excellence. 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter 1, verse 2 to 3. 2 Peter 1, 2 to 3 says, may grace, God's favor, and peace. Look at what peace is. Peace is what? It's a perfect well-being. This is what God wants, a perfect well-being. All necessary good, all spiritual prosperity, and freedom from what? From fears and agitating passions. Keep going. Fears and agitating passions. Hallelujah. The full personal, what? Okay, agitating passions and moral conflicts. Wow. That's what peace is. And that's what we need to experience. A man of peace, a man of wisdom will experience peace. Is that not what we said about Solomon? He had peace all around. No agitation in his life. It says, be multiplied to you in the full, personal, precise, and correct knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus. You know, when you know Jesus, you will have all of those things. Amen. But let's look at verse 3. For his divine power has bestowed upon us all things that are requisite. What's the meaning of requisite? That are necessary. That are necessary. That are needful. He says, God's divine power has given to us, has bestowed to us all things that are requisite and suited to life. Everything that you need to live this life, God's divine power has given it to us. Amen. And to godliness, through the full personal knowledge of him who called us by what? By and to his own glory and excellence. So God has called us to a life of excellence. You know, virtue there is the character of excellence. That's who God is. God is excellent in his nature. And because he is excellent in character, everything God does, there's excellence in it. Look at the creation. You know, the psalmist said, when I look at the stars and the moon and the creation of your fingers, when I look at all the, you know, the things you see today that God has created, they are in the fallen state. So you can imagine before the fall, before the earth was cursed, you know, people travel to so many places and they admire the beauty of nature. You go into the countryside, you see the beauty of nature all over the nations of the world, the mountains, the hills, and all of those things. When you, people at night, they gaze, they bring out their, is it what? Their what? They are telescopes, and they are looking, and they are amazed at all of these things. The amazement at the work of God. Why is it coming from his character? God cannot but do excellent things because he's excellent in nature. And so that's what we want. We want to have, we have the spirit of excellence, so everything we do, we have to excel in it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Excellence in character and excellence in our work. He's like an artist. When you see an artist or a designer, the artist is known by their work, isn't it? But how did the work come about? It is what is inside them. Because they have that skill on the inside, they have that ability on the inside. When you see their work, you see their product. So if you see a man who excels in their work, the Bible says they will stand before kings. Wisdom excels. You know, you can excel in giving somebody a cup of water. Amen? Oh, people are looking at me. It's like, Pastor, just a cup of water. Because the excellence is in you. Everything we do, I'm not saying we are there yet, that's our goal, to do it with excellence. When the Queen of Sheba came to observe the wisdom of Solomon, when she came, she looked at the officers. The Bible says she looked at their dressing. You should be excellent in the way you dress. Amen. I said, amen. He said, Pastor, are you telling me how to dress up? Oh, yes. Because there is excellence in you, it has to reflect in everything you do. Don't just get out and say, oh, I'll just take this one, take that one. You don't try it in the army. See, when I was in the military, you would not even try it. If you can do that for the military, oh, well, you can do it for God. Amen. You are representing God in your bringing cup of water to somebody. You know, how many know that there are many ways you can bring a cup of water? You know, I tell the children at now institution, you don't bring, you know, you don't take water in a glass and put your hand at the lid where the person is going to drink. You put your... Why will I teach him that? Someone will say it's not important. It is important because it develops excellence, excellence on the inside. You bring in a bottle of water for somebody, you hold the top, and that's the one they're going to put in their mouth. You see, excellence has to be shown in those things, those basic things. Hallelujah. Amen. Nothing is too small to excel in. Nothing is too small. You start it from everything. You know, if you go to school, you get your notes ready. Can you imagine you go to school, there are no notes? It's like a farmer going to the farm without what? I know today they don't have a writer without a pen or something to write on. Excellence. But you know, you can go from just bringing a glass of water, you can go by having a saucer, isn't it? Is it a saucer? What do you call it? Okay, a coaster. So you put you put it on it, and then you bring it nicely. You say, Pastor, I'm not a waiter. Well, you are training your senses. You see, wisdom of God is already in you, but your body needs to be trained to do excellent things. Hallelujah. It has to manifest on the outside. Praise God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. Colossians 3, verse 23. And to word excel, before we read this, the word excel means to go beyond the limit that is set, beyond the required standard. So maybe a standard has been set that you should do it like this. What does the person who excels? Wisdom. What will wisdom do? Wisdom will go beyond it. Wisdom will excel beyond it. The word excel also means to surpass. To surpass. And that word is in the dictionary. So if you say I'm a person of excellence, it means I always go beyond. In my work, in my family, in everything that I do, I go beyond. I know we're not there yet, but as a result of this teaching, we are getting wiser. Amen. To go the extra mile. That's what it means. To excel means to go the extra mile. Young people, listen to me. When you go the extra mile, you will excel in life and you will succeed. Praise God. To go beyond the call of duty. To give and deliver the best. No half measures. And to excel means to put in the best, which is the subtitle of today's message. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. It says, whatever you do, work at it with what? All your heart. As working for who? For the Lord. Now, what are the things you need to work from with all your heart? Whatever. Whatever. Whatever it is, my pastoring, my teaching, I've got to put all my heart and all my energy into it. That's what it means to excel. You are putting in the best into it. Whatever I'm doing, those who are the worship leaders, the worship people, they are putting in the best. Our musicians, can you see how much they are growing? Can you see how much our worship, they are ministering to us, the instrumentalists. These are young people. We are all young. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, you've got Josh. Joshua, how old are you? 15. I thought you were 16. You see, wisdom is promoting your age. Amen. And Trusha is 16. They are playing in the house of God, and they are getting better and better and better every day. You know why? They are putting in the best. Where is that best they are putting? Where is it coming from? It's inside them. Wisdom draws it out. Hallelujah. Purpose is in your heart. It is wisdom. You want to excel. And thank God for their leaders. They are driving them to excel. Praise God. They are pushing them, not pushing them in a. They are bringing out, they are drawing out the best out of them. And they are getting better. Hallelujah. And Toke Oyi, you know, from the age of 13, they've been playing in church. They are masters now. Amen. I said they are masters. Amen. You didn't say amen. Because you see them every day, you don't value them. You don't rate them. You know, every time there's a program coming up in church, I just tell them, you know, will you be able to do a special for us? They say, yes, always yes. And you know, we don't even see them practice so much. But because they've been doing it for years, they've been training for years, they know what to do. They put in their best, and they always deliver the best. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what wisdom does. Wisdom excels, goes beyond the normal standard. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for who? Working for the Lord. Why did he say working for the Lord? Because if you are working for man, you know, you only be looking. You know, sometimes you work when people are looking at you. You know, I've worked in companies where everything revolves around the person who owns the business. And when the person appears, everybody sits up. Have you been in companies like that? Amen. Maybe you don't see it in the UK a lot. But I'm coming from a place where it happened a lot. And so you see, maybe the general manager is coming and everybody's typing away. But as soon as he goes, it's like, no, but as a believer, you don't act like that because you are not working for him. Your promotion does not come from man. And this is the kind of people you want to have. You don't want to have people that until you arrive, if you have a business, before they work. In fact, you've got to find wisdom to employ the right people, people who would do the work from their heart, not because you are there. Praise God. Because whether you are there or not, the work is going well. With all your heart, as if you are working for the Lord. Now, what does that tell you if you're doing it as if you're working? What does it mean? What is God's standard then? Excellence. It says God expects excellence, so when you go to work, think of him. But if you don't know that God requires excellence, you know, you might go and just do it anyhow. Say, well, maybe that's God doesn't mind. God understands. No, God understands that his wisdom is in you, and you can excel in whatever you do. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, it should be such that the way you work, you are a testimony in your workplace. You become a testimony. You are an example in your workplace. And you know, the reason the Bible also says this, it actually says in this scripture that even if you have masters who are bad, if you are, you know, someone say, well, I would have worked well if my boss was a nice person, if he had given me double salary. No, you don't work based on salary. How do you work? You work based on wisdom, excellence, because it is wisdom that will do what? That will promote you. Oh, I hope you are catching this. You may say, Pastor, oh, no, why are you going to my work? You don't know my office. You don't know my company. It says work as if you are working for what? Unto the Lord. If you're going to school, go to school as if you're going for who? For the Lord, not for man, not for anybody, because it is the Lord who will promote you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord expects excellence, that you go beyond the call of duty. As an usher, you do it with excellence. What are the other jobs? Blessing Connection. You do it with excellence. I know they're doing an amazing job. Blessing Connection. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's see an example. Daniel chapter 1. How you use wisdom to achieve great things. Before we look at Daniel, we've got a bit of time. Let's look at 2 Chronicles chapter 31 to show you how to work for God. 2 Chronicles 31. And in verse 20, he said, thus Hezekiah. You know, Hezekiah, when he became king, you know, we read about some kings who did the wrong thing because they copied their fathers. They copied their parents. The parents did evil, so they just copied. But when Hezekiah came, he made reforms. He was a man of wisdom. He made reforms. I'm not going to do like my predecessors. I'm going to change things. All of the idols that were in the temple, he took them out. He began to clean up the house. Because there was excellence in his house, he was showing. And it drove, you see, the ones who did, the Bible says they made the people sin. You know what he did? He got the people going. The people were energized. They were going into the house of God and cleaning the house and setting everything in order. So thus, it says, thus Hezekiah did throughout all Judah. And he did what? What was good and right and true before who? before, is he before the people? No, he was doing it before the Lord as working unto the Lord. You know, it is freedom to not look at man when you're working. Don't look at who is looking at you. Don't look at what people are saying. You know, don't go to work and somebody say, you know, as soon as you arrive at work, they say, you know, this company. And the news starts spreading. Don't join them. I'm working for who? As unto the Lord. Okay, next verse, verse 21. And in every work that he began in the service of the house of God, in the law and in the commandment to seek his God, he did it what? With all his heart. What did we just read? He said, whatever you do, work it with all your heart, as if you are working it unto who? Unto the Lord. This is exactly what Hezekiah did. So he did what? He prospered. You see, prospering is a natural consequence of working in excellence. It's a natural projection. If you see a man who excels in his work, he will stand before kings. He will not stand before mean men. This man was putting all his heart into the work, and so he prospered. The Lord will prosper you as you put in your best in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Say a big amen to that. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't look to man for promotion. Don't look to man for recognition. Work as if you are doing it unto the Lord. Because, you see, your work is as good as you. I can tell who you are by your output, isn't it? So anytime I'm working, I'm letting people know who I am. Because excellence is as much my character as it is my ability. Praise God. Daniel chapter 1, verse 19. We know what happened to Daniel. We've read this a couple of weeks ago. Let's just look at it. Then the king interviewed them, and among them all, none was found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore, they served. They served before the king. Say, they served before the king. Now, they were serving before a Gentile king. A king who didn't know their God. So they didn't go there to say, well, because these kings don't know God, I'm not going to put in my best. Can you see now? They could have gone in and said, because there are some people who say, well, I wish I can only work for Christian companies. No, no, no. In fact, you make more impact when you work for a company that they don't know God. Because through your serving God, they will change. Amen. Amen. Through your service, through your excellence. Next verse, verse 20. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding about which the king examined them, he found them, they were what? 10 times better. So they were wise people. Daniel was very wise. They were wise. Let's see the result of his wisdom. Daniel chapter 2, verse 46. Daniel 2, 46. It says, then King Nebuchadnezzar fell on his face because they called Daniel to interpret the dream. In fact, this was a very special thing because the king wanted them to also tell him his dream. You know, because normally you would tell the dream. So if the person interpreted it for you, you know, you can see anything. Amen. So this guy was kind of smart. He said, I want to get these people. Tell me the dream and then tell me the interpretation. Now, this is serious, isn't it? And if you don't do it, he's going to destroy, you know, the king. All of them are going to be killed. But you see, Daniel, his diligence is not when they ask him to come. You know, Daniel will stand every time praying. He prayed 3 times every day. Daniel was diligent in serving God. When he got to that country and they chose him among the people who would serve before the king, he dedicated himself to God. He was not ready to compromise on the standards that God has set. He put God first. He came to that nation as a foreigner in that nation, made himself serve God in the midst of people serving idols. It didn't matter to him what was going on around him. He was serving God. And he knew if he served God, God would give him favor before the people. Amen. And so when he interpreted the dream and told him the dream, the king Nebuchadnezzar did what? Fell on his face. Do you see a man who excelled in his business? He will stand. Now, can you imagine if he tried to play eye service to the king, which is what most of the other people were doing? But he didn't do that. In fact, many times, if you go, I believe in chapter 5, there was another, I don't know why all those kings keep having dreams. That, you know, so, and they needed, I think it was a wall, the handwriting on the wall. And the king said, I'm going to kill everybody. And all of the people were there. Daniel was in his house. He was not doing eye service. They came to look for him. He wasn't there. Hallelujah. Because wisdom will promote you. Wisdom excels. Then King Nebuchadnezzar fell on his face, prostrate before Daniel, and commanded that they should present an offering, an incense to him. Wisdom promotes. Hallelujah. Keep going. The king answered Daniel and said, truly your God is the God of gods, the Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets, since you could reveal this secret. So what is he doing? The king is acknowledging his God. When you excel wherever you are wise. Because through wisdom, you can lead people who totally do not recognize your God. You don't have to go to say, you know, the Bible says this, you people are doing the wrong thing. I know somebody like that, you know. He said, you know, Pastor, I've been telling them in my workplace, all of the swearing that they are doing is not in line with God's word. Amen? Well, I began to say some of the things that he does. Well, they don't know God, so they're doing what they're doing. But you know, and you still make mistakes. What do you think you can do? You can live an exemplary life among them. Do you know that you can be in a place and people, once they see you, they will not swear? Is that possible?
Yes.
Because they will see your conduct out of respect for you. I've been in a company where, you know, in that office, people will go downstairs at the, you know, check-in desk, and people will swear and do all of, but as soon as they enter that office, it was serenity. Amen. Everything was clean. And I didn't say a word to them. That's what happens. So he says, let's keep going. Next verse. Then the king did what? Promoted. Say promotion. Why did the king promote him? Wisdom. He excelled in whatever he did. Verse 49. Go to 49. Also, Daniel petitioned. So God, Daniel said, look. And he, you see, favor. Is that not favor? So not only will you be promoted, you will tell the king, you say, you know, I have a friend. He needs promotion as well. You know, by not excelling in what we are doing, we are losing out a lot, isn't it? He got promoted, and he mentioned his friends. And the friends were also lifted up. Praise God. Daniel chapter 5. Daniel 5, verse 11. Look at the report concerning. It said, there is a man. This is a queen. Another king is in power. The king did not know Daniel because the father had passed, and now this is the son. And he has this handwriting on the wall. He needs somebody to do what? To tell him the meaning, and then he was troubled. And then the queen said, don't be troubled. There is a man in your kingdom in whom the spirit of the holy God, and in the days of your father, light and understanding. The Bible says, with all your getting, get understanding. Daniel was loaded with understanding, loaded with wisdom. He said, light and understanding, wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods. You know, you remember that they serve other gods, and they believe their gods have wisdom. Wisdom of the gods were found in him. Say, found in him. That should be your testimony. People should be able to say, do you know that, you know, when they want to describe you, the first description, you know that sister that is so wise, that child that is so wise. They should start. You see, they didn't describe him first by saying, you know that tall, handsome Daniel. No, that's part of your description. But let me tell you, the first description should be what? That you are wise. They say light and understanding, wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods were found in him. And King Nebuchadnezzar, your father, the king, made him what? He promoted him. Let's keep going. Next verse. Inasmuch as what? As what?
An excellent spirit.
What does excel mean? To go beyond. This guy goes beyond all the other people. He doesn't do half measure. He doesn't just do, you know, he does everything very well. You know, even when he was in the lion's den, he was still praying. You know, when you're in the lion's den, that's a good time to have excuses not to pray. Amen. When you're going through challenges, the man is diligent. He's in his blood. He's in his body. He has to do it. He says, an excellent spirit, knowledge, understanding, interpreting of dreams, solving of riddles. Hallelujah. Explaining enigmas. My God. Where what? They were found in this Daniel. This Daniel, one man, whom the king named Belteshazzar. You know, the king changed their names. What was his name? Daniel. What is the meaning of Daniel? God is my judge. And he gave them names of their gods. Daniel didn't go to them and say, why will you change my name? What? No, no, no. He wants his life to reflect what is on the inside of him. Amen. He said, king named Belteshazzar, now let Daniel be called. So he wasn't there. He wasn't at this party. This was a party. He was not there. Let Daniel be called, and it will give you what? The interpretation. Let's jump to verse 14. Verse 14. Look at what the king said. I have heard of you that the Spirit of God is in you. You know, they said the spirit of excellence. So the Spirit of God is the same as the spirit of excellence. If you have the Holy Spirit in you, you have excellence in you. Say, I have heard that the Spirit of God is in you, and that what? Light and understanding and excellent wisdom are found in you. Wisdom excels. You will go beyond the call of duty in the name of Jesus. You will excel in everything that you do. You put in your best and you will be recognized. You will be promoted. You will never be in obscurity. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Daniel 6, verse 1. And then we'll close with this. Daniel 6, 1 to 3. Daniel 6, 1 to 3. Thank you, Master. It pleased Darius. This is another king now. The man, his excellence is taking him, giving him promotion across. You know, someone say, well, you know, if you're looking up to man, when the man that you know has been removed, what happens? Say, oh. But it doesn't matter who is in power. His wisdom will go through for him. His wisdom is the only thing that is constant. It's constant through everything. Didn't change. It pleased Darius to set over what? The kingdom, 120 satraps. Let's call them governors. To be over the whole kingdom, 120. And over these 120, these three governors. So over the 120, what did he do? He set three people, of whom Daniel was one of the three. So what's making Daniel have so much recognition? Please tell me. Wisdom. And because he has the spirit of excellence. It's not just that he had the wisdom, he's exhibiting himself in the way he does his things. He excels in it. He does it accurately. He goes beyond the normal call of duty. And then Daniel was one that the satraps might give account to them so that the king will not suffer any loss, so that they will not be cheating the king, you know, in their administration. Verse number 3. Then this Daniel did what? Distinguished. Even among the three, he distinguished himself above the governors and satraps. Because what? An excellent spirit. Oh my God. Oh my God. I wish you will catch this. That excellent spirit kept taking him through. Daniel kept doing beyond the call of duty. Daniel was putting his best into everything. Whatever you ask Daniel to do, he will excel in it. No half measure for Daniel. You know, you don't need to even pray for promotion. The Bible says wisdom will do what? Will promote you. excel. Everything you lay your hands to do, do it well. Do it well. The Bible says we should not be sluggish in business. Are you a father? Be a father well. Are you a mother? Excel. Find out, what does it take to look after my children? What does it take to do this? Go and read books. Go and find out from people. Go and, you know, there are, when I meet somebody who's done something well, my wife and I, we always ask them questions and they tell us. You know the breakfast that we do every day at home? It was doctor and the wife. They invited us to a breakfast. How many years ago? It was your 50th birthday. So you are 59 years old now. But you look 40. You look 40. Amen. So 9 years ago, they invited us. And I thought, this is wonderful. You know, normally when they invite you to a birthday party, it's usually in the evening, in the afternoon. But this was breakfast at the hotel. And when I got there, I looked at it. I got home, I told my wife, this is a good thing. This is a good thing. And immediately the next birthday, you know, we are six. That's a lot of birthdays to wake up in the morning and make breakfast. And so I will wake up. I will go the night before and get all the things. Full English. It has reduced now to half English. Amen. So I'll wake up and I'll get the sausages out. Get the things out and put them in the oven. I'll clean and wash and do all of those things before everyone wakes up and it's ready before they go to school. Put my heart into it. You know, is it about the food? No. Guess what happens? We look forward to it. We spend time together in the morning. We chat. We do all of those things. You know, because we were invited to the hotel. I haven't got money to keep going to hotel six times a year. Amen. But I can bring the hotel to my house. Amen. I can make the breakfast. You can do that. Everything he did, he excelled in it. Excellence. Let the spirit of excellence, let it walk through you. You have it in you. It is in you because the spirit of excellence is the spirit of God. Put it into everything. Put it into your work. Put it into every area of your life. If you work in a church, you are a children's church teacher, put the best in it. It will show in the lives of the children. It will show. Amen. The spirit of excellence is in you. So let's recount again. Number one, wisdom does what? Wisdom builds. Number two, wisdom prepares. Number three, wisdom follows steps. Amen. You're good students. You're wise. Number four, wisdom sets an example. And then number five, wisdom excels. You will excel in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory to God. Thank you, Master. Father, we thank you for the spirit of excellence is working in us. And thank you, Father, Lord, that we excel in our studies. We excel in our careers, in our businesses. Oh, we don't do half measures. Oh, Cambro Sikiriba, we put in the best into everything that we do because we are doing it as unto the Lord. Thank you because your people will continue to prosper in the name of Jesus. They'll be promoted like Daniel. Their promotion will stand the test of time in the name of Jesus.